Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So wonderful to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is filled with joy. That's why we are singing unto the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that has got breath praise the Lord. So we are performing our duties. Others with the instruments, others with the guitars there, others with the drums, keyboard, with our mouths, with our hands. Together we are praising the Lord. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, because we are breathing. He has given us life. So we've got to praise Him. We are not ashamed of the gospel. That's why we are praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are not called believers. Touchy believers. We are believers on fire. Who can sing unto the Lord. May the Lord bless you so very much. For all the singing. For the praises. Hallelujah. I feel good. In His presence. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are free. Whomsoever the Son of Man sets free, he is free indeed. We are free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul and Silas were put in chains. They were imprisoned. But then they knew their God. Midnight, they were singing praises unto the Lord. They sang. The prisoners heard them that they were singing. And with some gold. That there was an earthquake that happened. The chains were broken.
That's right.
They were free. Hallelujah. The people who know their goal, they shall be strong. They shall do His might. They shall not keep quiet. They shall testify of the goodness of the Lord. Because we are serving a living God. Our God is not dead. He is alive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms
137.
Oh, glory to God. Want to see how nice it is when God has given you the peace, He has given you the freedom, the liberty to be found in His presence, to come and worship Him. These are opportunities that other people do not have. You go in other parts of the world, there are people who are not allowed to gather the way we are gathering here. Freely there with your guitar, with drums, praising the Lord. When they see you like that, you are persecuted. You are killed for that. But the Lord has given us this liberty. He has given us this freedom. We've got to praise Him. Hallelujah. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us meat, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Verse 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in the strange land? Verse 5. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, Let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. May be seated. So this morning, we are going to encourage each other in the word of God through this scripture that we have read in the book of Psalms. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? From verse number 4. That's where we are going to take the title of our message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, just been talking about singing, praising the Lord, carrying the instruments. This is what the children of Israel did when they were free. They enjoyed time praising the Lord. They ought to sing songs of praise unto the Lord. They worship the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord was blessing them. They were victorious. They lived well. But then we find there's a question here. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Where is this question arising from? Because when they were in the right land, where the Lord had put them, they enjoyed praising the Lord. They were happy singing unto the Lord. They were rejoicing. They had blessing. They had the favor of God. But then at some point, they found themselves somewhere. Which place was this? It was in Babylon. When the enemies came, captured them, they were put in bondage. Now, as they were in bondage, how could they sing the Lord's song in the strange land? The enemies were mocking them, saying, sing us a song. Sing us a song of Zion. It was paining in them, painful in their hearts. Because it made them remember Zion. Because in Zion there was peace. Zion, they were rejoicing. In Zion, there was harmony. But now that they were in bondage, in Zion, they were to sing to their Lord. Then, now in bondage, with mockery, they tell them to say, sing us a song. But that's not how things were supposed to be. They carried those hearts not to go and sing to men, but that they would sing praises unto their God. Hallelujah. But then it was painful unto them, say, how are we going to sing? How can we sing the Lord's song in the strange land when they are mocking us? So the mockery way of singing is what they hated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But singing a song, even in the strange land, was not a problem. No wonder they carried their hearts. But though things were not seemingly looking good, they didn't forget their goal. They still had hope that God someday, He is going to liberate them. Though they were in bondage, they carried their hearts. Hallelujah. In their homes, they sang songs unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So in whatever you might be passing through, my brother, whatever you might be passing through, my sister, you should not give up praising the Lord.
Amen.
Things may not seem to be well in your life. You might be passing through financial challenges in your life. You might be having marital problems. You might be having healthy problems, sickness in your body. You still need to have hope that the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can come down and touch you, liberate you from bondage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they had hope. But though they were in bondage, what caused them to go in that bondage? Of course, it's after they disobeyed the Lord. Because the Lord had given certain things to be followed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes you go in problems because of different reasons. We can read Deuteronomy chapter
28.
All right, so let's look at the promises first. Because God had good plans for the children of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even for us, God has got good plans. But then He has given us the liberty to choose which way to go. We are free moral agents. Okay, let's from verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. That was a promise to the children of Israel. We were supposed to be above all nations. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Hallelujah. The blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. That's abundance of blessings. Hallelujah. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So, there was a condition that they were supposed to hearken to the voice of God. They were supposed to keep the word of God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Hallelujah. Blessings everywhere. What was the condition? Obedience to the word of God. Blessed thou shalt be when thou comest in. And blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee in one way, and flee before thee in seven ways. Hallelujah. Meaning the Lord is going to fight for them. An enemy comes in one direction, they flee in seven directions. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is with them. The Lord is favoring his children. That is if they obey the word of God. So there was a blessing. There was protection. There was victory in obeying the word of God. He would have caused them, if they obeyed his word, to become the head and not the tail. Those were the promises of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when all was well like that, when they are singing, when they are rejoicing, they are able to make references to what the Lord has done for them. They are singing to the blessing that the Lord is blessing them. They are singing for the victory that the Lord is giving them. Hallelujah. Because he is with them. Even in battle, he is fighting for them. The same God of David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who managed to kill Goliath? How did he manage to kill Goliath? It was by the favor of God. It was by the grace, the power of God. Otherwise, if we were to compare David and how Goliath was looking, David was not going to physically overcome Goliath. But because the favor of God was with David, the power of God was with David, they say you can come against me with your sword, with all the weapons that you're having. But I am coming against you in the name of the Lord. And he managed to kill Goliath. Why? Because he was with God. Hallelujah. You've got to be with God, and God has to be with you. It's not just mentioning the name of God. Can mention the name of God and nothing can happen. Remember the sons of Sceva. They went to cast out demons in the name of Jesus, whom Paul was mentioning. But what was the result? Jesus never knew them. They used his name and they were beaten. Demons could even testify that Paul will know.
Yes,
but who are you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus has to know you.
Yes,
that you are his.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I gave him confidence.
David,
he would go there.
David,
because he knew his God. And his God knew him. David was his son. That's why he gave him power. He would even make a difference. He had testimonies. He reflected. This is God who is coming. This enemy that is coming. He is threatening our nation. But we are blessed people. When I was there in the field, the lion came, grabbed one of my animals. I killed it. A bear came, grabbed my animals. I killed it. How about this uncircumcised Philistine? The same God who has been with me, who helped me kill the bear, helped me kill the lion, so help me kill this uncircumcised Philistine. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he managed to kill that Goliath. He knew that he was a blessed one. He knew his position in God. He was in the promises of God. He was supposed to be the head and not the tail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there was victory to Israel. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, my brothers. My sisters. I don't know which Goliath you are facing in your lives. But there's a God of David. Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not slumber. He can overcome for you. Enemies who come in one direction, they'll flee in seven directions. Because he is with you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the children of Israel kept the word of God. The favor of God was supposed to be with them. The hand of God was supposed to be with them. Protection was supposed to be with them. They were supposed to be rejoicing. But then there's one other thing. If they didn't keep his word. Let's get to verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all the curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. See, it's the opposite, huh? The first one, if they obey his word, they keep the word of God, blessings were supposed to be upon them. Blessings were supposed to overtake them. But here now, he's telling us, when they disobey the word of God, then curses shall be upon them, and they shall overtake them. Curse shall thou be in the city. And curse thou shalt be in the field. Curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Curse shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Curse shall thou be when thou comest in, and curse shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we saw the promises. When the children of Israel would live according to his word, then we saw what would happen. We have seen what would happen if they disobey the word of God. Then verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. So if you don't obey the word of God, then it becomes the opposite. Enemies which were supposed to run in seven directions, they make you run in those seven directions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Jeremiah
29.
Okay, just 1 up to 4. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem And to the residue of the elders which were carried away captives. And to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that were carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the children of Israel were now in bondage. But we are seeing from this scripture here that the Lord caused them to be that way. Hallelujah. So when they didn't keep his word, they had to go into captivity. The enemies overcame them. Was the blessing was if they keep his word, God was going to be with them. The enemies were going to scatter. But now they were in bondage. So God caused them to be in bondage. He allowed the enemies, Babylon, to put them in captivity. Hallelujah. We thank God that all things work together for good to them that love God. That even when they were going in bondage, in captivity, they were God's people. God still had good plans for his children. He still had his heart for them. But he can restore them back to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we get back to Psalms 137. So they were in bondage. Yeah, so by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Because at some point they were free people. They were not captives. Everything was alright. But now that they are in captivity, then we see this psalm. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. When you are sitting down, it means a lot here. Because in life, it's not just walking. We do walk in life. We do move up and down. During the day you can go, you wake, you do this and that, but then there's a time you come back and go. You sit down. You start reflecting. Hallelujah. So they sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered
Zion.
So it was not just the sitting down, but the sitting down made them to think deeper. You start analyzing. I was a free man. Now I'm in captivity. You remember the good place where you were. How you used to freely worship the Lord. How you enjoyed the blessings of the Lord. But now you are in captivity. It pinned them in their hearts. And they wept. You cannot weep without pain. So if you sit down and you start weeping, it means you have gone deeper in your thinking. Hallelujah. Kamba tuwaganiza chakupesha mambo. Mameno wakambira.
You have thought until you have gone
to chikonko, wambira chikonko.
Until your heart has been touched.
So I see even others when they think too much, even go and commit suicide. Hallelujah. But the thing is, they thought. We were supposed to be free. We were supposed to be the head and not the tail. We are supposed to be singing praises unto the Lord. But we are in captivity. Our enemies are coming to mock us. Sing us a song of Zion. And you are in bondage. You know, in Zion there was no bondage. Hallelujah. It's like you have got a wound, then somebody brings chi on your wound. Hallelujah. Would it even make you cry more, isn't it? Mocking you, eh? Sing us a song. That your God can liberate you. A pagan is mocking you, and you know a child of God. So they remember
Zion.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But blessed are you if you can sit down, start reflecting over your life, see where you are coming from. It's a blessing. Makes you realize who your God is. Or sometimes God would make us pass through different things to bring us back to Him. Because He chastens those whom He loves. So He can use different kinds of whips to bring you back to Himself. Hallelujah. Sometimes He can treat you like the prodigal son. Because other people, when all is well, you don't care about the things of God. When you have got riches, you don't care about the things of God. You don't care about having fellowship with God. You just do things anyhow the way you want to. You forget your initial relationship with God. So sometimes God will allow you to go through the prodigal son's way in a big pen where you are hungry, you have no food, you are feeding on pig food, so that you can realize, so that you can sit down, remember your father, where you are coming from. Like the prodigal son, he sat down, looked at the pig, the deep environment of pig, smelly. It's not a clean place. Pigs are not clean. You have found with dirty animals, eating with a dirty animal. So he sat down. Why am I suffering like this? He was in captivity. His mind brought him into captivity. But he had to come back into his right mind to remember his father. So when he sat, So, critically, where I'm coming from, there was food. Where I was coming from, my father is rich. Where I'm coming from, even the workers have got enough food. Why should I be
eating?
There was a new time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He remembered the peace which is in Zion. He remembered the melodies which are in Zion. Saying, okay, I'm going back to my father. He humbled himself. Although I can be a servant now, let me be a servant there and at least eat a decent meal. So his thinking was changed. He started going back. And his father welcomed him. Hallelujah. He couldn't rejoice in the pig pen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you see when God is a provider? You are in the pig pen, you are eating pig food. But when he was with abundance there, in his father's house, eating meat,
bread,
he would rejoice. Even praise the Lord. My God is a provider. Because he has given him bread. Hallelujah. But when he was in the strange land, he was in bondage. His soul could not rejoice. It was in pain. All the time thinking of suffering. Why was he suffering? It is a decision that he made, which took him away from the presence of his father. Hallelujah. But his father was still coming for
him.
Despite that,
he
welcomed him. They will even rejoice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he's the same God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. He loved his people. He knew that at some point he was going to deliver the children of Israel. But he had to deal with their thinking. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are coming back to this. Let's go to Deuteronomy. We see again Deuteronomy chapter 8. Okay. All the commandments which I commanded thee this day, ye shall observe to do, that ye may live and multiply. So the commandments of God come with blessings. Hallelujah. So the word of God is not coming as a punishment. It is coming that if we keep it, we are going to prosper.
Amen.
That ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swear unto your
fathers.
And thou remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee in these 40 years in the wilderness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To humble thee. Again, why were they passing through the wilderness? To humble thee. To prove thee. To know what was in thine heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes you pass through certain situations so that you can be humbled. So that you can sit down. Hallelujah. So that he can prove you and to know what is in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment works not odd upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Hallelujah. They were walking 40 years. Their feet were intact. Their clothes, they remained new as they were. Hallelujah. He is a great God. He fed them with manna, which they never knew. He is a provider. So even in the wilderness situation, learn to trust God. In your most humble situation in life, learn to trust God. He is a provider. Where there is no bakery, where there is no flour, you have no oil there, no salt, no sugar. He provided the man from above. And the children of Israel ate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where there was no cloth factory, he made their clothes to be intact. Because he is a great God, a miracle working God, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. That's why Paul said, "For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. And with this I can boldly say, as the scripture says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is a great God, the provider. So even when the children of Israel, they were being tried, the journey was not a long journey that should took that should have taken them the 40 years. But because of their thinking, it took them that period of time. Hallelujah. Yeah. So sometimes we rotate in certain areas of our lives. Things that are supposed to move in 1 week, you can be there 7 years. Rotating around the same thing, because you are not changing in your thinking. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But he is a faithful God. Even in those years, he kept them. He provided for them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we need to be deflecting. How are we moving in our Christian life? What is our state? Are we living right before the Lord? Are we walking in his ways as expected? Or have we fallen back? So the children of Israel, they sat down. As they sat, they wept. When they wept, they were remembering Zion. It's a blessing when you're able to realize. You think you make a decision of coming back to God. In repentance, you weep. It is painful for you to live in sin. Then you make a decision that now I've decided I want to go back to the right place with God. I desire to be in Zion, where I can sing the songs of praise. There are people who are in bondage. You can't even sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Your heart is heavy of sin. You are not even free to pray. You are not praying because of sin that is hindering you to pray. But if you can sit down, realize that we are not supposed to be in that place. We are not supposed to be in bondage. Then we can take all our burdens unto the Lord Jesus, who says, come unto me, all of you who labor, all of you who are weary, you are heavy hearted, come unto me, I will give you rest. Let's take all that hinders us to our fellowship with God. All manner of sin, let's take it to Jesus. Then he can give us rest. Then when we are in resting, guys, we can sing the songs of praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. May he restore the joy of our salvation. People who have no joy of salvation, for you to come to church, they are pushing you. You have no joy of salvation. But one who is a child of God, with the joy of salvation, wake up early in the morning, start praising the Lord, prepare himself or herself to go into the house of God. When he is in the house of God, because he has the joy of salvation, he wants to see you free unto the Lord. He wants to pray free. Hallelujah. God wants us back in fellowship, my brother. You are not praying the way you used to pray. What has happened to you? Sit down. Start thinking. Remember where God redeemed you. Hallelujah. Remember the joy that he gave you. Are you still having that joy of his word? If we are not having that, it's the time that we came back. Sometimes we are so busy, you are taken up by the things of this world, but God can take you to a big pen, bring you back to fellowship with him. Hallelujah. So it requires that heart that is broken, which can remember his God and come back. Hallelujah. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And that wasted us required of us myth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Whose in the strange land there's no freedom? They are mocking you. Hallelujah. But because they carried the harps, without that mockery, they would still sing praises unto the Lord. Praise be to God. They could stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember what happened. They wanted them to bow down and worship that image. They said, no, we cannot do that. They were warned, no man is going to save you. There's no God that can save you. But they stood for what they believed. That we cannot worship this, even though we are in this strange place, though we are in this bondage, we cannot worship this thing. But we know our God. Let's read Daniel 3, verse 18. Daniel 3, verse 18. Okay, so let's start with 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego
and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery, burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. You are being threatened. You'll be thrown into this furnace. So just bow down, worship this. But they were stable people, sober. So they said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Hallelujah. They were confident that their God, he is going to deliver them from the powers of this enemy. But they didn't end there. Verse 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. This is faith. But when we are taken in the fire, our God is going to save us from all this. But they don't end there. But if not, if he doesn't save us, still we are not going to worship you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's not just because God is going to save them through the fire, but they were ready to save God, the only true God, whether in the fire or outside the fire, whether they will be saved in the fire or not saved. So they're saying, but if he doesn't save us in the fire, if we burn in the fire, still we are not going to worship your images. Because they knew their God. Hallelujah. So people who know their God, they've got a chance, they cannot be shaken. Not even sickness can shake you. The others are never been sick too much. I've got cancer, I've got this problem. God is not healing me. So stop serving him. Because not so. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even in that fire, let who go in the fire. If you want to burn for God, we shall burn for our God. Hallelujah. So whether in sickness, whether in health, I will serve the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's not about if God doesn't take away my headache, I want to go to church. If God doesn't take away my abdominal pain, I'm not going to serve him. I'm not going to sing for him. Hallelujah. And his promises are true. That he shall set us free. If I die today, I know he has promised. When he is coming, my body is going to resurrect. I shall meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. That's why I'm not worried. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because his promises are true. His word is true. Let's stay in the word of God. Brothers and sisters, let us not fear man. Let's not fear this world. Let's not fear diseases. Let's not fear financial crisis. Hallelujah. He is there for us and he's there with us. He will never leave us alone. So what is it that is troubling you, my brother? What is it that is troubling you, my sister? That is keeping you away from God. Come back to God. That's where the solution is. Hallelujah. There, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire. And it was very hot. terribly hot. But this same God of Israel, who kept their clothing safe for so many years, who kept them, their feet not to be swollen for so many years, protected them in that fire. Hallelujah. The people are going to throw them in the fire, that the ones who are bent with that fire. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar saw the fourth person in there. I can see one looking like a son of God. Hallelujah. And he realized that there's a God who is above those gods. Hallelujah. So let's live a life of standing upon the word of God, that the world can know that there's a God who is a living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So as we are winding up, let's just finish up from Psalms. Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is such a wonderful God. Praise his name. So in this verse 5. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above all chief joy. Hallelujah. So now, this is somebody now with a repentant spirit. When you have made that decision, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget hakeni. Oh, the right hand, this is where power is, this is where the spirit is. They were playing the harps, this is what plays. Hallelujah. So say, if I can forget, let my right hand forget hakani. Hallelujah. Meaning it becomes functionless. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. You stop talking. Hallelujah. Meaning somebody has to sacrifice his body. Sacrifice everything, that if I'm not serving the Lord, better I pass through such, or better I become sick, make it that way. So that I become functionless. So that I don't do all those other things of the world. Hallelujah. So we need to make a decision as we are coming back to the Lord. But this is serious business. How is my relationship with the Lord? Am I going forward or am I backsliding? If we are gone back, it's a time that we wake up with all our strength. Let's wait for the Lord. With all the power that we have in our tongue, let's sing unto him. Let our tongues testify of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept. And we remembered Zion. Shall we rise up to our feet as we remember Zion? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he is a living God. We need to be firm, keeping his word all the time. So we are going to sing a song. As we prepare our hearts, where the Lord has ministered to your heart, we are going to pray. You have been in bondage. You have never known your Lord as the personal Savior. This is a day that he can liberate you. Says, come. Let us reason together. Your sins could have been as bad as they could be, but he's going to make them as white as snow. There's no need to remain in captivity, because Jesus came to set us free. When he died on the cross, he went down to the heart of the earth, liberated those that were captive. He set them free. And when his blood was shed, we have been promised for the salvation. His blood can wash away our sins. So there is no need to be in Babylon. There is no need to be in captivity. We've got to be in Zion, singing the melodies of joy, getting the blessings of God, getting the victory, the promises of God, getting that favor of God upon us. I don't need to be captive. Do not give sin that chance to hold you. Hallelujah. So, brother, lead us in a song, and we are going to pray. aenda kwa